Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies. I'm Evan Schumann. Figuring out the platform choices for a retail mobile strategy is sort of like adhering to technology standards. The best thing about tech standards is there are so many of them. The challenge, to deliver a consistent experience across the many browsers, mobile operating systems, and different handsets your customers are going to bring into your stores. A typical response is to consider native versions of your mobile site and your mobile applications. How to decide which platforms merit those extra costs? That's where things get dicey, as Ann Taylor, Chief Technology Officer Michael Sajor, explains.
Well, it's obviously going to be a choice, right? There's almost an infinite number of platforms in any given geography at any given moment. Some platforms are going to be ascendant, some are going to be on the decline. You'd have to make intelligent choices around what makes sense. To do that, to some extent, you need to follow the consumer and the marketplace and what's happening in terms of device evolution, network evolution, and so forth. One point that's a little ancillary to that is not necessarily what I as a retailer might want to do, but what the entire ecosystem is doing around me. Because the mobile experience for our client, and I'm sure everyone else's, isn't only our application, our content, our delivery vehicle, and so forth. It's what everyone else is doing. So when our client walks into a store and she has a great experience going through, trying on product, and she selects an outfit and is standing there in the store and picks up her Facebook app and puts a status message about the fantastic experience she just had, that's as much a mobile experience for us as is an application that we field or as is some video that we might stream to her, whatever it might be. We need to think about all those channels and what's the relevancy of the Facebooks and the Foursquares and the Gowallas and the, on and on and on that create the totality of that mobile experience that she might have. And what we want to try to do is facilitate all those facets of her as she's interacting with us through all those channels. And that raises some additional interesting questions around what devices and platforms are ascendant and which ones are on the fade.
I have to ask this, Mike, how many phones do you have on you right now?
Only two.
Only two? How many do you typically have?
Three.
Why do you have three phones?
I'm playing with carriers, right? For me, it still comes back to service. My observation, and others' mileage may vary, our clients typically aren't willing to jump on to random Wi-Fi networks and so forth. At least that's not an environment that we've set up for them. I know in some places that works very effectively. It's not something that we've chosen to do. So it's interesting to see how did networks and devices compare and what makes the easier, the more compelling experience. And you learn some very interesting things when you just sit there and experiment as a consumer, as an individual, and understand what are the differences between platform A, B, and C, and how do they react, and what makes them, each one a more compelling experience over the other.
In a recent Storefront Backtalk mobile panel discussion, Ann Taylor Sajor also focused on the hardware issues, but concludes that it doesn't really matter. That prompted Baron Concours, the CIO of Pizza Hut, to add that when usability is goal one, there really is only one retail competitor, and that's Amazon.
I mean, there are obvious limitations in terms of form factor and in terms of user input modalities and so forth that are going to cause rendering to differ between particular pieces of real estate, if you will. But if you escalate it a level and just think about it from a philosophical perspective, no, there are no differences. It's a continuum. I don't care if you've got a dumb WAP, feature phone, all the way up to a tablet of some form factor, to a desktop, to a speech UI. At some level, it doesn't matter, right? It's still just a representation of who you are to the retailer, and you're still authenticating in some way.
I think Sean touched on a little bit, but it's so important to always keep in mind that usability is king, right? And no matter what device someone's accessing your brand from to order or whatever sort of transaction they want to conduct, that if that usability is poor, your brand will suffer. And I always tell our e-commerce team that our competition is not the other pizza brands. Our competition is Amazon.com. I don't care what you sell. Your competition is Amazon. It's not because of what they sell versus what you sell. It's because their usability is the best. Because consumers' perception is, on Amazon, I can order something in one click. And if it takes more than that to order something from your website, then your website stinks. They've set the bar for usability. And it's up to all of us, no matter what we sell, to match that or beat it. And it's a very difficult proposition.
When weighing how consistent you really need to be, the operating VP for HSN, Sean Bunner, pointed out the problem of bandwidth limitation. There's good news, though, Bunner said. Most consumers today are sophisticated enough to know who to blame when things slow down. And it's probably not you.
The way we overcome that, and it's a little more expensive for the retailer, is to have multiple formats available. So, you know, you've got to know the device you're going to. Is it an iDevice? You have to know, are they Wi-Fi connected, or are they connected on 3G, or maybe 4G one day. And so we typically will have several bit rates available. The challenge with that is, as much as you try to do that, they could still be, you know, remotely on the edge of that cell and are just getting a bad experience. But I think in most cases, people are going to see that across their email not coming in. They're going to realize that they're trained, I'm in a bad location, and so they don't tend to blame that on the content person, but it is a challenge.
Maintaining even a little security will often mean having control over the pipe. Alas, that means Wi-Fi. Mehrun Networks retail head Richard Nedwich argues that this is going to be a very key issue as mobile users push multitasking. For many consumers, though, mobile multitasking won't feel like multitasking. Being recognized by a check-in service, scanning a barcode, and receiving a text are all three distinct apps, but that's not how most consumers think about it.
To be effective, it must look good for each customer each time it's viewed. For cellular, indoor reception is really never guaranteed. So are you getting 1x RTT data or 3G service? Is it one bar or five bars? How will the customer experience vary? What about simultaneous voice and data? A battle being played out with AT&T versus Verizon on iPhones, as we've all seen on the commercials on TV. If a shopper is busy on a phone call, they may not be able to use your in-store shopping app at the same time if it has to connect over a 3G network. But with Wi-Fi offloading the data, they always could. And by the way, now you, the retailer, can assure all your customers of equal application delivery and performance, because the Wi-Fi acts as a middleware layer of connectivity, equalizing across carriers and cellular technology.
All of these platform choice issues are undoubtedly going to be the subject of quite a few meetings. Meetings are fine, but they have a definite downside, especially in a space that is going to move as quickly as mobile commerce. Pizza Hut CIO Concours sums up the danger of waiting. In mobile, he said, the best decision may very well be to simply do anything, but to do it now.
You know, I would just say don't get caught up in some of the early lessons we learned from e-commerce, and, you know, you're stalled and you're waiting because what's the ROI? What's the business case? Oh my gosh, we're going to have cannibalization from all these other channels. It just doesn't matter, right? I mean, if you put on your big picture hat and you see that mobile devices are on people all day, they're connected, they're on, you press a button, they're going, as opposed to going to your desktop, turning it on, booting it up, waiting for it to boot up, get connected, launch your browser, go where you want to go. I mean, this is going to be a lot bigger than probably e-commerce was if we look out 10 years. So be ahead of it, because if you're not, then your competition will be.
For the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies, I'm Evan Schumann.